sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today's show here on this Thursday, July 10th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the political pundits had a conversation about the President Donald Trump and the Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It's Trump's world again. So how is Whitmer in Michigan living in it? It's a whole new world in politics as President Donald Trump moves at hyperspeed to implement an agenda that has Michiganders torn anywhere between ecstatic and terrified. What are the real repercussions to the federal spending freezes and potential spending cuts? Well, that's just one of the questions proposed to the panel of four political pundits, which include a pair of newcomers. Meanwhile, as Trump sucks the political oxygen out of the room, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who never pulled political punches for 4 years ago during last year's campaign, is notably silent about all the ruckus. What should we make of her move toward the political middle in both the national as well as statewide arena? This includes her decision to use spending efficiencies and remove increases to find a long-term road funding solution. Well, the first question, what do you see as the biggest danger to Michigan coming from President Trump's decisions to freeze federal spending and his administration's attempt to cut $1 trillion from the federal budget? Well, John Truscott of Truscott Rossman said he doesn't see any dangers at all. However, he does see some short-term challenges. Truscott was the former spokesperson for Governor John Engler in the 1990s, and he sees some interesting parallels. Some credible programs could get caught up in the cuts to truly wasteful spending. This is so reminiscent of Governor John Engler's first year in office when we were dealing with almost a $2 billion deficit that we inherited. That, of course, came from Democrat Governor James Blanchard. We had to cut a lot of programs and a lot of spending. But after about a year, nobody really noticed the programs were gone. They weren't essential to the functioning of government. I think we'll see something very similar at the federal level once all of this shakes out. However, in the meantime, people will be shocked and amazed of some of the things that taxpayers were funding. Well, the Communist Democrat, Southeast Michigan-based relations professional, Karen Dumas, founder of Image and Ideas, said she's not as optimistic. Given the vast number of agencies that rely on federal funding, I believe Michigan will take a notable hit on healthcare, education, and social services fronts. We'll continue on with her statement and others in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. The information that is coming forward, that this is very interesting, the way this is shaping up, because I think the process that they're talking about in this article, in this question and answer session with these political pundits, is very interesting. The process, I've got five text messages coming in. It's plugging up my phone and plugging up this story. Hold on. Let me clear this out. Clear, send, touch. Okay, very good. All right. Dumas states that the vast number of agencies that rely on federal funding in Michigan are going to take notable hits in healthcare, education, and social services fronts. This would further decimate communities who have been forced to depend on these services and support. From senior citizens to expectant mothers to young children to underprivileged adults and families, the impact is going to be devastating. Personally, and at the community at large. Well, Dennis Denno of Denno Research agrees. The chaos that this is going to create in everyone's daily lives, from student aid to farmers depending on assistance to fixing the damn roads, everyone is going to be hurt by this. Well, the host of Your Defending Father's radio program up north, Trucker Randy Bishop, said he's anxious to see if the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and budget director, Jen Flood, know how to operate a calculator. The least amount of impact would be to take federal dollars lost in funding and divide it equally as a percentage of a cut against every single line item item of the forthcoming budget. Every state employee, every state department, and wish list item that Governor Whitmer and the Democrat-controlled Senate wants the funds needs to be cut equally. Fair, equal, not picking winners and losers. Hatchet chop Lansing's budget as a percentage across the board. Governor Whitmer can then blame it on President Trump, so they might be able to maintain the Democrat-controlled Senate and possibly win back the House in 2026. This is the only way you can equally and fairly distribute the cuts. You're not in a situation where you're going to target and specifically be in a situation where we are dealing with a cut to a specific program or department. If you, as a governor, and working with your Senate, Democrat-controlled state Senate, and the Republican-controlled House, you can share these cuts across the entire budget where nobody actually feels the pain. It doesn't have to be devastating. It doesn't have to be the end of the world. It's that simple. But are they going to do that? Probably not, because they want to blow this thing completely way out of proportion. You have to understand something here, people. This is a process. This is a process that they're going to have to figure out and deal with. It doesn't have to be devastating. It doesn't have to be, you know, people are going to die and all these particular people are going to lose all their benefits. Absolutely not the process. So we'll see where this goes. We'll see how this plays out and basically deal with it. That's the bottom line. But when you're spending $20 million a month for injections, you got to be kidding me. This is the kind of spending that's got to stop. Another thing that you have to look at is the fact that this amount of money that's being spent, well, ties right into other stories. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services say that they are looking for 700 new foster families by the end of September. According to the Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel, stating that they are about 60% of their goal. Hertel said the kinship care program, which has been a boon for the foster care system in the state, to take care of about half of the 10,000 children that are wrapped up in the foster care system, need a family. We're really grateful that we have family members who are willing and able to care for children when they can't stay with their parents safely. The Kin Families program, being licensed through the state after the federal government implemented a new rule nearly 2 years ago, We were the first state to receive approval of our licensing plan, Hertel said. The need for foster families is a statewide search, and that anyone willing to step up in any region would be welcomed to be considered for the program. Every region can use additional foster families. I hope we get to a point one day where we can say, oh my God, we are good. We can focus here. But we're not there yet. The Department of Health and Human Services director said the budget for the foster care received an increase to $21 per day. But that could be adjusted depending on medical needs and behavioral issues. So $21 a day is what the state is willing to pay people to take in children. Outside of these times, we are very limited on what we can offer families in order to do this type of work. She said anybody willing to join the foster care system can call the Department of Health and Human Services. When it comes to the speed that children entering the system are placed in, Hertel said it was usually within 1 to 2 days. Stable placement is of the highest priority for us because we know the fewer placements that a youth has, the less traumatized they end up being. The more stable their journey is while they're in the system, prior to hopefully reuniting them to a permanent family. When it comes to concerns for the Department of Health and Human Services at the federal level reductions, it puts a major stress on the foster care system. She mentions reductions to substance use disorder services, which she cited as the primary reason for children entering the foster care system in the first place. Hertel pointed out that getting family members help with the substance issues presents a fundamental point of reuniting them with their children. Any child and family who has an interaction with this system is going to experience some level of trauma. This is difficult, and some ensuring that they are able to get behavioral health supports while they're going through this process is really important. But it's also very expensive. So, basically, they put out a call to action. They're asking people to contact the Department of Health and Human Services. Basically, what they're saying is that they will pay you $630 a month if you'd be willing to house a child. It could increase above $630 per month, depending on their medical issues and behavioral issues that you would have to deal with. Medical needs and behavioral issues could increase the amount that they'd be willing to compensate you for. So, again, if you're interested in possibly exploring this need by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, you can give them a call. Their website, you can search for it. You can find them. Give them a call directly. But these are dollars that are already in the budget for this year. Legislators back last month in June put forward a plan. It was Friday, June 28th that the story broke. It came out on Thursday of what they were willing to do. According to this news story, they said that the Department of Health and Human Services are in a situation to pass the $37.6 billion spending plan, which includes an increase for foster care and direct care workers. This is the absolute most important issue that we have to deal with at the state level right now, and we're asking for the public's help. So again, Department of Health and Human Services in Lansing mentioned that you heard about it on the show. You're interested in finding out if you can help regarding foster care for some of these young people. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's